اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all, especially our brothers here, Brother Fawad Haider, Sayyid Ali Nasir, and Hussein Ruhullah. Welcome everyone. Assalamu alaikum. And how are you, Fawad Haider?
Fine, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. How about Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, Alhamdulillah. He says always Alhamdulillah, and that's Alhamdulillah, he says Alhamdulillah. How about Hussein Ruhullah?
Fine, sir.
Fine?
Yes.
Okay, Alhamdulillah. It's better to say Alhamdulillah, right? Like Ali Nasir. So, respected brothers and sisters, we are, inshallah, going to hold a series of other Quranic sessions. That in this series of Quranic sessions, inshallah, we will be working on the Tajweed rules practically, that we actually learned the Tajweed rules in the previous sessions. But inshallah, from now on, we will be holding some sessions on practices, okay, of these Tajweed rules. We'll be practically, inshallah, applying all those rules on the verses of the Quran Kareem. Our brothers here will be reciting, inshallah, the Quran Kareem, and we will be like, if there was any mistakes, okay, if there was any errors with recitation, with reading, fluency, Tajweed rules, inshallah, we'll fix them. And beside this, we will have short explanations of each ayahs of the Quran Kareem that we will be work on, okay? So today, inshallah, we will be working on Surah Al-Baqarah from the first ayah. We will be, inshallah, explaining, just short explanations will be given. And after that, the recitation and the practical Tajweed rules will be, inshallah, held, okay? So before we start, let's recite aloud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
I have to mention that if you missed our Quranic sessions, the previous ones, level 1, the reading and fluency, level 2, reading and fluency, and level 3, the Tajweed rules, I recommend you listen to the previous audios as well. Make sure you listen all of them, because all the sessions, all the lessons are in a row, okay? They are in orders, one after another. You have to follow each session. Then, inshallah, those sessions will surely help you a lot, okay, in understanding the Tajweed rules and how to recite the Quran. Okay? So, alhamdulillah, our brothers here, they have completed the Tajweed rules, the reading and fluency, and now they are able to read. Am I right? Fawad Haider, am I right?
Yes.
Ali Nasir.
Yes.
And Hussein Rahullah.
Yes.
Okay, so if this is the case, recite a salawat. Let's start.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
So in the current version that we have in the Quran, the current copy of the Quran that we have, this divine scripture, okay? So the first surah is actually in this divine book, okay? And if we see, we have Surah Al-Fatiha, which is the beginning surah, but it was not the first surah revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, sent to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the first five verses of Surah Al-Alaq were the first verses sent to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Haraqif. Yes. Since the scholars, okay, the Muslims in the early years, they put the Quran, okay, the surahs, the ayahs, into order, okay? Now we have this copy of the Quran, okay? The second surah in this Quran, if we see, it's Surah Al-Baqarah, right? So how many surahs do we have, Hussein Ruhullah, in the Quran? 114 surahs. Great. The longest surah is Surah
Al-Baqarah.
Al-Baqarah. So it's the longest surah, and it has a lot of, stories, a lot of great lessons inside, okay? So it has the lessons of Tawheed, the lessons of oneness of God, the lessons about Qiyamah, the lessons about the story of Prophet Adam alayhi salam and the evil, the Satan, okay? The story that Allah Almighty created Adam alayhi salam and commanded all the angels and the Satan, okay, to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. So that story is as well mentioned in this Quran, okay? And in the Quran, in this surah, we have the greatest ayah of this surah as well, in this surah. The greatest ayah as well we have here, okay? In Surah Al-Baqarah, one ayah is the greatest ayah of this surah. And that's called Ayatul Kursi, that inshallah in the next coming sessions, if we got time, inshallah, we'll talk about them, each ayah, okay? Especially Ayatul Kursi.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
This ayah, this surah, the name, actually, it's important to understand, yes? What does the name, what is the meaning of Al-Baqarah, and why is it Al-Baqarah, why not any other name? So, do you have any idea about it? What does Al-Baqarah mean?
Cow?
Yeah, Al-Baqarah means cow. In the verses 67 up to 73, we have this story of this cow, okay? 67 up to 73. If you go to this ayah, Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 67, okay? Verses 67 up to 73. In these ayahs, we have that Prophet Musa alayhi salam says to his nation, okay, his people, that وَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا قَالُوا أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. This ayah, okay? So this is the story of the cow of Bani Israel, that inshallah when we come to this ayah, we'll explain this. All right? So this is enough for this session about the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah. Inshallah, the next ayahs that we come to practice, when we start to the ayahs of the Quran, the Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah, will explain more, okay? From Alif Lam Mim. Now, we will be, inshallah, practicing the first ayah to ayah 5 of Surah Al-Baqarah, okay? Now, let's listen to this ayat.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif Lam Mim. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
Okay, alhamdulillah, we listened to these verses of the Quran Kareem. Now let's go on and recite all together these five verses of the Quran Kareem of Surah Al-Baqarah. Okay, ready inshallah?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ألف لام ميم.
ألف لام ميم.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
هدى للمتقين. المتقين.
هدى للمتقين.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب.
ويقيمون الصلاة.
ويقيمون الصلاة.
ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
So basically, I don't have to make pauses between the ayah, between these ayahs, okay? Each part, okay? But since it's a longer ayah, okay, that's why in terms of learning, it's okay. But now let's read the ayah all together. Listen up. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
أحسن. The next ayah, we will go on with one breath, okay? والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
أحسن. The last ayah. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Oh, thank you so much. Inshallah, we'll be back in just a minute, okay? Let's take a break. We'll be back, inshallah. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا
به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.